Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive towards short. Hoover reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Rocco moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocco scores. There goes Cullenbine trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. York moves to third. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Cullenbine reaches third base with a triple. Rocco goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siri. The throw from Swift and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Hoag trapped. There's the throw to Hoover, who tags Hoag for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoover fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Trout reaches second base with a double. Swift scores. Hoover goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromyk covering, for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch York for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rocco strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siri strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Keltner trying to get to third. Outlaw throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Keltner for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-3 in the game. Gromick takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Gromick moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 4 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siri strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoover hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gromick bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Gromick goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.